It is time that we go around the world with Arjun Singh. Arjun is, of course, based out of Jaisalmer, India. We're here based out of Sharon, Connecticut, and it's time to say good day to Arjun. Good day, Arjun, and congratulations to your son for his much success.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. It's so kind of you. Thank you.
And what? And tell us about his much success.
Well, it was a science fair, and it's about the science projects, and he participated in it. He was very excited for that and very confident, of course, because of his fluent English, and it helped him in the fair there. So he went there with a science project, and it's about how you can generate electricity via atomic energy, and it was like that, because I'm not a science student, so I don't know much about it. But he worked hard for that, and he participated in that fair, science fair. So more than 150 schools were there. So it was a huge science fair for the whole district schools and high secondaries and senior secondaries and middle schools. All the students were there, and he participated there. And the way he explained his project, it impressed the judges, and I was sure that it's because of his English. And so he got the first prize, and he's the winner now. So his project is now sent for the state. And whenever there is a festival at the state level, he will just represent the Jaisalmer district there. So he's very happy, very excited that at this age, actually it's because there was many students who were in class 11th and 12th, and he is in class 8th right now. So, but thank you again. It's because of English. He got the first prize, and he's very happy with that.
And you said how many schools, 150 schools, about how many students is that?
It's, I think, more than 2,000 students were there. They all from different schools, and they came with their science projects. Many projects were very interesting because some rich students were there, and their parents, they helped them a lot. And they really, their projects were very interesting, and they spent a lot of money on them, and they were very sure that they will get. And I was a bit doubtful at that time because sometimes he reads in a private school, and sometimes they even the management is under pressure because of the donors who donates the money to them. Because for me, it's not possible, so I don't donate anything. So I was a bit doubtful that maybe, but the judges were very clear in that way. So sometimes they get a wrong decisions, and some rich students they got the first prizes and second prizes. But this time, it was a fair decision, and the judges, I think, because I don't know, no one could just affect them, so that's why they gave the decision, and he got the first prize. So about 2,000 students with their projects were there. It was a big, big stadium. Everywhere the students were crying, and it was very noisy. And but the judges, they just checked all the projects, and finally he got it. So to get a prize among 2,000 students, I think it's really a matter of honor.
That's huge. And what was his project?
It's about how you can generate electricity by atomic energy.
Good.
It's how you can make a positive use of atomic energy. So I think it's nowadays in the market, it's only atomic energy is on news everywhere. So how can you make a positive use of it? And the way he explained in fluent English, it impressed the judges. And so he got that.
Well, hooray for
and others. Yeah, it's very interesting in Jaisalmer. You know, I'm just right now coming from a village, and it's going to be news, especially for my listener, because it's about 20 kilometers far from the city. And you will be surprised to know that why did I go there? I went to buy, or to get, better I say, because I didn't pay anything, 500 grams of spinach.
Spinach.
Because we get the vegetables from Jodhpur. We don't have the vegetables and fruits here. So when I came to know one of my father's uncle, he just got a tube well in his village. The water level is very, very deep here. It's more than 700 feet deep. But he got the tube well, and he started some farming there, and I came to know that there are some vegetables. So to get the the local vegetables from the desert, from the Jaisalmer area, I was so excited. So I called him, and he said, better if you come here and you whatever you want, you can. So I asked what I can have there. Then he said, maybe some potatoes, some tomatoes, or spinach is there. So I got the 500 gram spinach from the Jaisalmer, from the land of my desert area. So it's very interesting, and I traveled for 20 kilometers on my bike, and I got it.
I think that is, I think that's fantastic. Talk about growing talk about locavore, talk about growing locally, but, you know, spinach is good. What else is he growing? Spinach, is he growing other veg?
Yes, when I was there at the States, I know, because lots of people, they use it as a salad there. But we don't use it as a salad. We eat it as a vegetable. We make the curry of spinach and potato curry. It's very spicy. So for us, it's a vegetable. It's not a salad. We don't use it as a salad. So I got the spinach. Although the potatoes were not so big, very, very small in size, and I think it will take a little time, or they need some kinds of maybe some generator like urea's or some other, because it's, I saw some organic farmhouses when I was in the U.S. When I was in the Sharon, I went to just visit some organic farms. I think it's a dream farm for the people here. So I can't tell them that what is the organic farming is there. But here, via tube well, via the water underground, you get some vegetables and fruits. So it's a beginning. Actually, the people, they don't know much about the growing of vegetables and fruits, because for us, like millet and chickpeas, or we can say some, we have some very local crops here. But this is a new, I think, new experiment in this land. Although we have a huge barren land here in Jaisalmer, in the desert here. But if it starts and we get successfully, I think it's a challenge. It's something new. It's a new era in the desert, because we are getting the vegetables and fruits from this area. So spinach, I don't think we will cook it tonight, and we will check it how different it is from what we get from Jodhpur, and what we get from Jodhpur is not fresh. We get it after 2 or 3 days, and the people keep it in refrigerators, and then we buy it. But this time it's just, I went there, I got it, it's very fresh. So I would like to have the difference. What is the difference between the fresh and what we get from the Jodhpur?
You'll be very surprised and very pleased at the difference between fresh and not fresh.
Yeah, I'm sure. Definitely, it will be. Because
is it frozen in Jodhpur?
Pardon?
The spinach that you get from Jodhpur. It's not frozen.
Yeah, we get it from Jodhpur. Yeah, it's in a frozen style, because we get it's not a fresh, definitely not a fresh, because sometimes it takes a lot of time, 300 kilometers transportation and everything. So I think what we get, it's a 5 days, sometimes 7 days old. It's not a fresh one. Yeah, it's not a fresh one. But the thing which I got right now, it's only 40-45 minutes. So it's completely fresh. So for my family, even for my mother, she couldn't believe in these things, that I got it from the village, from Jaisalmer. She said, I would like to go there and see. I said, yes, next Sunday, or if you come with me, you can see the these things, the vegetables and Jaisalmer. So she is very happy with these things.
That is very cool. That really is. And obviously, it gets cooked for much less time. But are you going to help cook, or you still don't set foot in that kitchen, right?
Yes, my mother, she will cook it tonight for sure. And I came to know, when I went to the ice specialist, or I go with the Girdar to the ice specialist, every time, even if I went my father to the ice specialist, every time we got subscription from the doctor, is that eat more and more spinach. It's good for your eyes. So I think if we get it, and if it's very delicious, definitely I will go regularly there, and I will get these fresh vegetables. So although I will have to ride for that 30 kilometers, but it's okay, because we get fresh things. So definitely we'd go and get it regularly.
All right. All right, Arjun. Well, I can't wait to hear your next report and tell us about how you love the fresh spinach. Like I see, you're going to love it.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I will definitely, I will let you know what happened.
All right, Arjun, have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. With the temperature 73 degrees here, I come to know it's very cold there.
It's 34 degrees here.
Quiet, quiet.
Okay, Arjun, bye-bye.
Okay, take care, bye. Take care.
Around the world with Arjun Singh here on Robin Hood Radio.
Around the world, indeed.